quirk. You can't trust people of their tape. You ought to know that. And it also seemed to Angua that although words like half-pint and grit-sucker were offensive, they were as terms of universal brotherhood compared to words like people of their type in the mouth of men like Quirk. Much to her shock, she found her gaze concentrating on the man's jugular vein.
Fighting? Said Carrot. Why?
Quirk shrugged. Who knows? Let me think now, said Vimes. It could be something to do with a wrongful arrest. It could be something to do with some of the more restless dwarfs just needing any excuse to have a go at the trolls. What do you think, Quirk?
I don't think, Vimes. Good man, you're just the type the city needs.
Vimes stood up.
I'll be going then, he said. I'll see you all tomorrow, if there is one.
The door slammed behind him. This hall was huge. It was the size of a city square with pillars every few yards to support the roof. Tunnels radiated off it in every direction and at various heights in the walls. Water trickled out of many of them from small springs and underground streams. That was the problem. The film of running water over the stone floor of the hall had wiped away traces of the footprints. A very large tunnel, almost blocked with debris and silt, led off in what Cuddy was pretty sure was the direction of the estuary. It was almost pleasant. There was no smell other than a damp under-a-stone mustiness, and it was cool.
"I've seen big dwarf halls in the mountains," said Cuddy, "but I've got to admit this is something else."
His voice echoed back and forth in the chamber.
"Oh, yes," said Detritus. "It's got to be something else, because it's not a dwarf hall in the mountains."
"Can you see any way up?"
"No."
"We could have passed a dozen ways to the surface and not known it."
"Yes," said the troll. "It's a knotty problem."
"Detritus?"
"Yes."
"Did you know you're getting smarter again down here in the cool?"
"Really?"
"Can you use it to think of a way out?"
"Digging?"
the troll suggested. There were fallen blocks here and there in the tunnels. Not many. The place had been well built.
"Nah, haven't got a shovel," said Cuddy.
Detritus nodded.
"Give me your breastplate," he said.
He leaned it up against the wall. His fist pounded into it a few times. He handed it back. It was, more or less, shovel-shaped.
"It's a long way up," Cuddy said doubtfully.
"But we know the way," said Detritus. "It's either that or stay down here eating rat for the rest of your life."
Cuddy hesitated. The idea had a certain appeal.
"Without ketchup," Detritus added.
"I think I saw a fallen stone just away back there," said the dwarf.
Captain Quirk looked around the watchroom with the air of one who was doing the scenery a favour by glancing at it.
"Nice place, this," he said. "I think we'll move in here. Better than the quarters near the palace."
"But we're here," said Sergeant Colon.
"You'll just have to squash up," said Captain Quirk. He glanced at Angua. Her stare was getting on his nerves.
"There'll be a few changes, too," he said.
Behind him, the door creaked open. A small, smelly dog limped in.
"But Lord Vetinari hasn't said who's commanding Night Watch," said Carrot.
"Who, yes? Seems to me,
said Quirk,
"that it's not likely to be one of you lot, eh? Seems to me it's likely to be the watches'll be combined. Seems to me there's too much sloppiness around the place. Seems to me there's a bit too much of a ragtag."
He glanced at Angua again. The way she was looking at him was putting him off.
"Seems to me," Quirk began again, and then noticed the dog. "Look at this," he said. "Dogs in the watch house."
He kicked Gaspode hard and grinned as the dog ran yelping under the table.
"What about Lettuce Nibs, the beggar girl?" said Angua. "No troll killed her, or the clown."
"You got to see the big picture," said Quirk.
"Mr. Captain," said a low voice from under the table, audible at a conscious level only to Angua, "you got an itchy bottom."
"What big picture's this, then?" said Sergeant Colon. "Got to think in terms of the whole city," said Quirk.
He shifted uneasily.
"Really itchy," said the sub-table voice.
"You feeling all right, Captain Quirk?" said Angua.
The captain squirmed.
"Prickle, prickle, prickle," said the voice.
"I mean, some things are important, some